It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a story for you.
Okay.
Okay. I love stories about lost pets that find their way home. Okay. I have a story here that I saw on a national Instagram follow that I have that involves Roseville.
Okay.
And it's about a cat that traveled 900 miles all the way back home. Okay.
What?
This woman in Roseville found this cat walking around that seemed to be not doing great.
Okay.
So she put food out for it and then was watching a little bit closer and saw that something's not going on with this cat. It needs attention. So she brought it to the SPCA. Here's where the news story continues.
We opened the cage, let him out, and he would just lay on us and snuggle.
She took the cat to the Placer SPCA where the staff checked for a microchip similar to what you see here. And sure enough, they came up with a match in Salinas, about 190 miles away. Leilani Freitas is the shelter CEO.
And we were able to get in touch with the couple in Salinas who told us their story about having lost their cat in Yellowstone. I thought maybe they meant Yosemite. Because that, you know, is a little bit closer. At least it's in the state of California. But no, it was Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, Wyoming. The cat, first of all, the kind of people who bring their cat on vacation with them.
Okay? I'm into it. Okay,
I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying we can all picture that kind of couple in our head.
Okay, but how did the cat end up in Roseville?
We don't know. The cat traveled 900 miles.
So it wasn't going home. It was just traveling. Home was Salinas.
But it's pretty close. I mean,
that's not funny. That's true.
I don't know. Here's more of the story.
That they had lost their cat 2 months ago. Almost, I believe, 2 months to the day.
I was just like blown away.
This is the
blown
couple.
Away. We're crying and hugging.
The cat belongs to Suzanne and Benny Anguiano. From their home in Salinas, they explained to us they were indeed vacationing in their camper in Yellowstone. That was in early June with their two cats, who are typically good travelers. But their two-year-old male, Rainbow, slipped away. It was an agonizing decision to come back home without him, but they prayed and never lost hope.
Heading down the road, and we got into the Nevada desert, and there was a double rainbow. And to me, that was a sign that our rainbow was going to be okay.
By the way, in the Zoom interview with the couple that lost the cat,
yeah,
the guy still wearing his Yellowstone shirt.
Hey, money well spent, okay? Yeah.
Is that story not crazy?
That is so crazy. How would the cat even know what direction to go?
I have no idea. It's wild, isn't it? Like, animals are crazy. We can't even begin to, like, it's so funny. You look at, like, domesticated animals, and you look at them, and you just go,
God, my animals you'd are never such
make
losers.
It. Like, you'd never make it
oh
out there.
Oh, my God. I have one animal that has to be diapered now.
Right.
So, I can't. If Oscar got out, okay, let's say we take Oscar, who's a pug shih tzu. He's about 12 or 13 years old. If we took him to Yellowstone and he somehow got lost, which, by the way, he wouldn't even have the gumption to do that. he'd be like, oh, man, getting lost seems like hard work. But let's say he did, okay? He would think to himself, I live in Yellowstone now.
Right.
That family is but a memory for me now.
I'm a Yellowstone dog.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact, too, that he'd never make it for other reasons because people would think he's some sort of chupacabra or something.
Yeah, somebody try to hunt him.
You know, because he doesn't look like a dog.
He doesn't look normal.
Yeah. So the only giveaway is that he's wearing a diaper.
Well, when he's outside, he doesn't wear the diaper, Kevin.
Oh, because he doesn't need right. to. Right, yeah.
He's an indoor diaper dog.
So crazy story. Beautiful story.
Beautiful story. I have this weird reoccurring dream that I am out of town and I lose one of my dogs.
That's a strange dream.
Yeah.
You don't travel with your dogs.
Oh, sometimes we do, but generally we don't.
Huh.
But in the dream, I always have to come home.
Right.
But we didn't find the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I know there's hope.
There is hope. As long as it's as resourceful as Rainbow the cat.
Man.
And a cat of all things. You think cats could care less about you?
Something's special with Rainbow.
And we don't know what it is.
No. But I hope we find out.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to share a bit of good news. It's the wake-up call.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She lost yesterday, but you know what, though? As Taylor Swift tells us to, shake it off.
Yep.
For
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
And Katie does everything Taylor Swift tells her to.
Yeah.
She doesn't bathe her children unless Taylor Swift sends her an email saying, like, Katie, it's been months. Bathe your kids.
What's his name? Is on the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes. Okay.
We're already off to a good start.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. And let's talk to Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Katie, Gavin, and Kevin.
Oh, I love this energy.
Good morning.
I love that.
All right, Katie, get the hell out of here. Natalie, I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. I'm going to see how many you know, how many she knows. Jackpot's only $20, but you know what, though? If you win, it's the pride. That's what it is today, okay?
It sure is.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Green Day has found themselves banned from 2 different radio stations in Las Vegas for comments that they made at their Bay Area concert. They were mad at the Oakland A's for moving from their hometown to Las Vegas and called Vegas, quote, the worst S-hole in the world. Before the A's go to Vegas, what city are they going to for 3 years?
Sacramento.
Question 2. The vice presidential debate is tonight. It will be on CBS, who has said they will not fact check either candidate. Awesome, guys. Thanks for that. Tim Walz is Kamala Harris's running mate, and J.D. Vance's is Donald Trump's. Name one of the 2 states that they represent.
Oh, New Jersey.
Question 3. Scream Chicken is a TikTok game where people can play a side slide video game where they move a chicken by clucking or bacawing, which I wasn't sure if that was a word. If you want to see Kevin play this game, and you do, it's very funny, text the word chick, C-H-I-C-K, to 916-909-1065. What continent are chickens native to?
South America.
Question four, Pete Rose has passed away at the age of 83. He's one of the best to ever play the game, and he's the all-time hit leader for the MLB, but his gambling controversy prevented him from getting into the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose, excuse me, played the most seasons for the Reds, which are from what city?
Cincinnati.
And question five, Monday Night Football offered us two games to pick from last night, and both were hysterically bad. The Titans beat the Dolphins with a score of 31-12. Remember that. But the Lions beat the Seahawks with the super high score of 42-29. What's the scores from both games added together for the total?
Okay, what were the four numbers?
31. Uh-huh. 12, 42, and 29. 31, 12, 42, 29.
110.
Okay. Kevin, can you please bring Katie back in here? Natalie, what do you do for a living?
I work for the state. I don't know Katie's husband, Mike. I work in HR, and I have no good gossip, unfortunately.
Come on.
Come on.
First of all, I hate that you make us seem so transparent. You took all of our jokes.
I love it.
Because I love you guys, and I call all the time.
Well, we love you, too.
We love you, too. But now I'm going to put you on hold, okay? Here we go. Katie, question one. Green Day found themselves banned from radio stations in Las Vegas for comments that they made at a concert. They were mad that the Oakland A's were moving from their hometown of Oakland to Las Vegas, and they called Vegas, quote, the worst S-hole in the world.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Come on, the world.
Okay, maybe not the world.
Maybe the country.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Before the A's go to Vegas, what city are they going to for 3 years?
Here.
Yeah. Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Question two. The vice presidential debate is tonight on CBS, which CBS has said they will not fact check either candidate. Cool. Tim Walz is Kamala Harris's running mate. J.D. Vance is Donald Trump's. Name one of the two states that they represent.
I know Vance is Ohio. Okay.
Walz is
Wisconsin?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, same thing.
Question three. Scream Chicken is a TikTok game where people can play a side slide video game like Mario, where they move a chicken by clucking or buck-cawing.
Yeah, it's very funny to watch.
It is very funny to watch. If you want to see Kevin, again, text chick to 909-1065. What continent are chickens native to?
I believe China.
It's not a continent.
Okay.
I asked for a continent. A
excuse me. That.
The answer is Asia, not China.
I'm shook.
He's shook. Yeah. Native to the jungle. All right. Anyway. Question four. Pete Rose has passed away at the age of 83. Remember him?
Yeah.
One of the best baseball players of all time, the all-time hit leader, and his gambling controversy prevented him from ever getting into the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose played the most seasons of his career for the Reds. What city was that?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati Reds. I've been to that that stadium. It's fun. Question five. Monday Night Football offered us two games to pick from last night, and both were terrible. The Titans beat the Dolphins with a score of 31-12.
Okay.
And the Lions beat the Seahawks with the super high score of 42-29. It's like there was no defense on the field.
Okay.
What is the scores from both games added together for a total? If you're trying to see Kevin's video, don't text chicken, text chick.
Right.
114.
Boom.
Wow.
What a math.
That was a crazy question. Scrambled my brain there for a second.
There you go. Natalie, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You got two, but Katie got four. Katie wins.
Back at it.
She's back at it, guys. Back on that horse. Somebody texted in and said the A's are moving to West Sac, not Sacramento.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Natalie, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
It's probably just today, though. Yeah. Every day when you play at home,
otherwise,
I'm sure you're nailing it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling, though.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to California.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
IVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
And we are joined by James this morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
You went on a date with a lady named Brittany, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And first, let's talk about how you met Brittany.
Yeah, we met online. We had a fun date. We just did drinks. I don't like doing food or anything on dates. I like to kind of keep it simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like a rule you have? Like, no food on the date?
There's something about, like, I really want to, like, know you before I let you see me eat.
I totally get that.
Really?
Oh my God, I totally get that.
I want to know you before I see you eat.
No, but I feel like I want to be comfortable before I sit in front of you and shove food in my mouth.
Okay, so right away, maybe this is one of the reasons why you're not getting a second date with Brittany, because she's not contacting you back. Is it at all, or it's just very cold and basic?
She is leaving me on read.
Oh, got it. Okay.
That's all right. So we actually have Brittany on hold and we're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear the conversation. We won't be able to hear you. Then we're going to bring you on and we're going to try to broker this deal. Okay.
Okay.
All right. James is now on hold. Now we're going to talk to Brittany. Good morning, Brittany.
Hi there.
Hi, it's The Wake Up Call, and you're on the second date update. We just got done talking to James, and he says you are leaving him on red after you two had a first date. Is there a reason for this?
You know, honestly, it seemed like we had a really nice conversation. I enjoyed him a lot, but I just... truly am not physically attracted to him.
And you know, okay. I get why that would be awkward to tell somebody.
If you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. Were you were attracted to him in his pictures, I assume.
I mean, he was pretty cute.
He didn't look different from his pictures, I guess is a better question.
He didn't look different necessarily, but there were just a couple of things that weren't like exactly how I expected, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have him on hold, and I mean, he deserves to know. James, are you there?
Hey, Brittany.
So
great to hear from you. Thank you.
There you go. I mean, it's just not an attraction. And listen, it hurts to hear that.
But there's nothing somebody can do about it.
Right.
You know?
Brittany, is it because of my missing finger?
What?
My missing fingers. Is it because of my missing fingers?
You have missing fingers?
I have my thumb and my pointer finger are fully grown in my right hand. My other three just like didn't develop.
Oh.
They just didn't what?
Didn't develop.
So is it you were staring at them all night? Is that what it is?
Oh my God!
I mean, listen, I do feel like it is something that you should show or let people know before you go on a date with them. I was definitely caught off guard.
I am so uncomfortable.
Okay, let me ask you this, Brittany. What difference does it make, really?
Well, there's a couple of places where it can make a difference, but more importantly, I felt like it was just kind of sprung on me.
Okay, let me ask you this. If it had been in his profile or you'd seen it in his pictures, would you have still swiped and gone on a date with him?
I honestly couldn't tell you, but wow. I think that we talked for 3 weeks and it never came up. That's pretty strange. In this particular instance, it's the whole situation, not necessarily just that there are missing fingers.
But okay. So it wasn't entirely the fingers, but it was partially.
Well, I mean, it didn't help.
The fact that you were staring at them all night.
Okay, I wasn't, like, staring at them.
Yes, you were. You absolutely were.
So, James, was that making you feel super self-conscious on the date, or are you kind of used to people, like, staring?
I'm used to people staring, but it still makes me feel self-conscious. And then, you know, to be left unread after, I can only help but wonder if that's what it was.
James.
Wow. All right. Well, I think that this is the second date is over. James, you're going to find somebody great.
Yes.
Don't worry about that. And Brittany, have a great day.
Great. Thanks. You guys too, I guess.
Okay. Oh boy!
It's the second. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Of course. Just Brittany can't look at any of these text messages that we're getting in.
916-909-1065.
And now, word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We always try to stay honest with you guys and let you in on our personal lives. And Katie came to me and Kevin and said, guys, I have a medical condition and it's affecting my health, and I'm willing to talk about it on the show. And Kevin and I were very concerned. So here we are. Katie, the floor is yours to talk about this.
Thank you. I believe I am tongue-tied.
Oh, come on.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
It does. It means
doesn't
a lot.
Mean anything serious, I'll tell you that.
Well, you might think that.
God,
but...
I can't believe you did that.
Okay. No, listen. You're...
Do you think this is the only way you could talk about this?
Can I talk?
I thought it was more serious.
Oh, we all did, Kevin.
Here's why. Okay. I believe I have a posterior tongue tie. I do not know why you are laughing. And that means you're tongue tied in the back of your tongue. Now, I have always noticed that when I stick my tongue out, it seems like I have a very short, squatty tongue.
Stick your tongue out.
That's like as far as I...
Okay.
Yeah, okay, it's very short.
It is a stubby tongue.
Yes. But maybe it's not a stubby tongue. Maybe it's tied back there. And here is another thing. Now, I learned your tongue is connected to your entire body, even down to your toes.
And is that right?
It is right. And I believe my tongue tie is negatively affecting my posture. And that is because if you're being pulled forward, it makes your shoulder slump forward. And I do want to tell you, I believe this could be genetic because my Aunt Jean, by the time she died, she was a tiny little hunchback of a woman. And I bet you anything, she had a tongue tie.
All
and
right.
It was just pulling her forward down to the ground.
So if you're just joining us, let's recap everything. We were duped into believing that Katie had a medical condition.
Well, I do.
And this is... self-diagnosed.
More or less, but...
I don't know what that means.
I did talk to somebody at Dr. Rossi's office who was talking about it, and then I said, I think that's me.
And did they look?
She looked a little... I mean, I wasn't the one getting my teeth done that day. I was just in the waiting room.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I tried to show her.
Right.
She couldn't tell. She's got to get in there.
I see. Okay, so self-diagnosed... tongue tie. Now, a tongue tie, when is tongue tie diagnosed? It does say in Katie's defense that a tongue tie can be diagnosed at any age, but it's often noticed in infants and children.
Often, not always.
I can't do this anymore.
Okay. I
can't go with you on these journeys.
People are saying, Katie, I can help. Help me. And you are right. Your posture can be affected.
Oh, you don't have bad
tongue
posture.
Ties can affect so much. You guys, what if this is it? What if I'm tongue-tied and then they get back at there with scissors or I don't know, whatever it is that they do, and it loosens me up, and then everything about my life is better. I'm standing taller. I'm feeling good.
You don't know. This is all the silly damn things.
Another text we got in. Posterior tongue ties are missed all the time.
So
Kevin, go out there. Go out there. Katie's daughter just is here. I don't know why. Maybe she works here now. Abby, come here. We're live on the air. Abby, are you come up to this microphone, okay?
I'm coming.
All right, here she comes. Abby, how old are you now? 8 years old?
Yep, 16.
Oh, okay, all right. So your mom just told us that she's tongue-tied. I'm sorry to break the medical news to you right here live on the air. Oh, you're laughing. Because it's ridiculous.
Is it ridiculous, Abby?
No, that's what the dentist said.
Not what the dentist said. Abby, how many times has your mom self-diagnosed herself with something? Look at me. Don't look at her. Look at me.
Oh,
be honest. God's watching.
A lot of times.
Oh, boy.
Is it sometimes true? Okay, but was this one true?
Okay, we don't know for sure.
No, we don't know for sure, but I mean, it could be.
Well, always could be.
And can it affect my posture?
Yeah.
See?
Okay. That part is true. The tongue tying can't, you know what else, Abby? It could affect your mom's ability to latch while breastfeeding, too.
Okay. Don't talk to her.
All right. Well, listen, I think I speak for all of Sacramento when I say we wish you well. We will make hands across America.
Yes.
And if anybody would like to make a quilt for Katie's tied tongue,
okay,
she would love it.
I just want you to know we got so many texts in about this, and people are worried about me.
Good.
It's better than the people in this room, and that counts for Abby, too. You don't get out.
Abby, you can stay. In fact, you can stay whenever you want.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I can't tell you how many times I've listened to this song, and it gets better and better. This is Chapel Roan. You know that by now. She's one of the fastest growing stars in the world. However, it seems like she doesn't really want that to be her reality. She has been in the news quite a bit in the last week, and none of it has been for anything good. First of all, she put up some sort of video. Nobody was wondering, but she put up some sort of video saying that she was not endorsing Kamala Harris for president, which is fine. I guess maybe she felt like she had to, since like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish and all these other celebrities did. It's like, but Chapel, no one was wondering.
Right.
She wasn't endorsing Donald Trump either, but then she just got like all this blowback, and okay, it seemed like that was a tornado that she created for herself. Then that might have been part of the reason why she has canceled two festival appearances that she was supposed to go to. One, it's this festival called All Things Go. One was in New York City. The other was in Washington, D.C. They're big festivals.
Okay.
She was going to be one of the headliners. She canceled. And she put out a statement basically saying things have gotten overwhelming over the past few weeks, and I am really feeling it. I feel pressure to prioritize a lot of things right now, and I need a few days to prioritize my health. I want to be present when I perform and give the best shows possible. Thank you for understanding, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, the Wake Up Call, we support mental health.
Big time.
And if you got to treat mental health like you would treat your physical health. If you can't get out of bed because your back hurts too much, okay, that should be treated with the same respect as I can't get out of bed because my brain's not working right today.
Yeah.
Okay. That being said, there's a lot that has gone into Chapel Roan in the last couple months. Like, just screaming at paparazzi, screaming at fans.
Saying, I don't want to take pictures with you, which is fine if that's what you want. But it doesn't necessarily feel like that is, it feels like you are saying, I'm not willing to do part of this job.
Right. And, you know, she's, this isn't the only show she's canceled. She's canceled many shows. And I just want to say and ask, is she just not cut out for this?
It seems a little bit like that.
You can call or text us with your thoughts on this. 916-909-1065.
Maybe it's better for her to just make music but not perform it.
Like how producers and writers do it?
Maybe.
Behind the scenes.
It does feel like she kind of hates it.
Right.
You know?
I've never seen somebody not enjoy their rise to success
so
more.
Much. It seems like she doesn't like it. It seems like she doesn't like us.
Right.
I feel like if I met her and she found out we played her on our station, that would make her like want to be mean to me.
I agree.
You know,
like the more and
like, okay, well, what I want is people buying my albums or something like that. I'd be like, ugh.
And don't get me wrong. I am, there's not a lot of artists that we play here that I'm a big fan of and legitimately love and listen to in my personal time. She's one that I do. Mm-hmm. I do love her album. I do listen to it in my personal time. So this isn't coming from a place of hatred at all. The opposite. But you know what Chapel Roan is starting to come across like to me?
Who?
When you're walking around in public and you see a dog that is amazingly adorable.
Oh.
And all you want to do is pet it and kiss it. And then when you go near it, it's just a monstrous bitch.
Oh,
like, and
okay.
It just barks at you and snaps. And then the owner is like, don't touch my dog.
That's where I thought you were going.
The two of them, are Chapel Roan.
I want to say I'm sorry that I like you.
Somebody.
I'm sorry that I'm a fan.
Text messages that we have coming into 909-1065. You can call us there as well. Somebody says she deserves basic human dignity. Who's not giving her human dignity? I mean, the paparazzi hounding her, I guess you could make an argument that that
are
is.
They?
But I guess you could say that that's like indignified. But at the same time, that is 100% part of fame.
I hate to say it. When the paparazzi doesn't want to take your picture anymore, it's because your career is over.
Yeah.
So the fact that she is wanted and desired right now is the reason that she gets to keep having a career. I understand it's this catch-22 that can be very unpleasant.
Right.
But you kind of, if you want one, you kind of have to have the other.
Another text message we got in. I think this is a classic case of careful what you wish for. She wanted the fame, but not the stuff that goes with it. I think maybe what is instead, like somebody else said, she wants to be Hannah Montana with the fame persona. Then when she isn't on stage, she wants the anonymity. That's not real life. Keep your thoughts coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You watch Bluey in your house, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know, Bluey is honestly one of, if not the best children's shows I've ever seen. Maybe just second to Sesame Street. And it's from Australia. It's about a family of dogs. There's the parents, which is Chili and Bandit. Bandit's the dad. And then there's Bluey and Bingo, and they are two sisters. Which is, again, incredible that a show from Australia about two girls can universally have appeal to everybody. Like, boys love it. Like, and that's rare for boys. Like, boys usually need to, as sad as this is, see boy characters to really
feel. You don't think the fact that, like, Bluey and Bandit, while we know they are girls, they don't really have any girl-defining features?
That's a good point. At least up until season three when Bluey got gigantic breasts. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, did I not see season three?
But they often on the show, it's one of the things that makes the show so good. They throw in these very tiny, subtle things that kids don't pick up on, but adults do. And it's just enough to make adult that feels stressed out, that feels like they spend too much time on their phone, or that they can't get out of a messy house, feel seen even just for like 5 seconds of an episode. So my boys were watching Bluey. And if you don't know the history of my family, we had a daughter named Phoebe who died in 2015, and she passed away at 41 weeks old. She was 9 pounds when she was born.
Big girl.
And she was great. And she has very much been a big part of our family. My oldest son was three at the time. We've gone on to have two babies after that, Theo and Zoe. And we talk about Phoebe a lot. She's very much part of the family still every
year. She gets a stocking every year. Yep. She's got her own Christmas tree.
And because of that, my boys, who are 12 and 8, picked up on one of these super subtle things that are in it just for adults. My 8-year-old came to me and he goes, Dad, he goes, Connor and I were just watching Bluey and they're a family just like us. They lost a baby too.
What?
I'm like feeling emotional just talking about this. And I said, no, that can't. Where'd you see that? And he goes, it's in this episode that we just watched. The episode is called The Show. And I went back and I watched it with them. And they're right. And it's one of these subtle moments, super subtle moments, that if you are a parent of loss, you know exactly what they're talking about. And the episode is all about how Bluey and Bingo want to do a show for their parents.
Okay.
So they keep doing all these different things and it's like a vaudeville act and they're trying to make them laugh and this, that, and the other thing. And then they go, okay, we're going to be you guys now. And Bluey plays the dad and Bingo plays the mom. And then at one point, Bingo, the little one, puts a balloon under her shirt. And then she walks out and she goes, Mom, I'm you. And then she goes, oh, I have a baby in my belly. And then she pulls her shirt up and you see that it's blue also.
Okay.
And at that point, you could make the assumption that it's bluey or blue for a boy.
Okay.
So anyway, though, then they start roughhousing and stuff like that. And then they bump into each other and the balloon pops. And at that moment that the balloon pops, the mom's face drops and the dad realizes that the face dropped and he reaches over and holds her hand.
Okay.
And then the kids run off and Bingo gets very upset that she feels like she ruined the party or the show. And that's it. That's the moment. And you can watch that and think, well, she thinks that she ruined the show because the balloon popped and now she's not pregnant. Like, they have to come up with something else. I actually went and then Googled this, and the creator of the show said that is absolutely a moment that we put in the show for parents of loss.
Wow.
And I was like blown away by that. That it was so well done and it was so subtle. But what really impressed me was that my 12-year-old and my 8-year-old picked up on it.
Now, do you think Connor got it, who is 12, and told Theo?
Not sure. But Theo is the one who told me.
Right. Because that feels big.
Mm-hmm.
If both feel big, actually. If Connor turned to Theo and said, oh, and explained it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also if Theo picked up on that himself.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to just share that and just say, like, if you are a family of loss, talk to your kids about it. Involve your kids in it however you feel like you can. Okay.
And however they can handle it.
Exactly. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.